Well, anyway, we're in the basement where my mom took a shit upstairs and clogged the toilet so hard that the ceiling in the basement collapsed.
Which is crazy.
Which is one of the more powerful dumps
she
of all time.
She brought the roof down, dude.
She brought that. That's like when Shaq brought the rim down.
But see, it,
she shattered
it had to be,
she shattered it, bro.
It had to be a toilet paper incident.
Hopefully.
Because ladies had double up on the TP.
No, dude.
Right? They got the front and the
dude,
back.
Every girl I've ever been with says I use way too much toilet paper. Girls like learn
girls,
how to take good
girls
shits.
Girls take clean dumps, dude.
Yeah, man.
Although, I got to be honest with you, Joan dropping the heat up there, bringing the ceiling down, I doubt that was a clean. I bet that was a, that was, sounds like a full release.
You think she had some sweet treats?
I think she might have been sneaking sweet treats and it resulted in a catastrophic dump.
Dude, I told you. I said
Hindenburg of dumps.
I've talked about this before. My cousin one time made me like go check out his mom's dump. His mom shit real hard and never flushed it. It was like a long, thick, tan dump.
Yeah, yeah.
We used to play a game where like it was called Sniff the John, where like I'd take a dump and you'd have to go face as close you could get to the turd and just smell as much as you could. Whoever like did it, whoever could smell the most won.
So he goes, what do you win?
I never talked about Sniff
respect
the John.
Respect and pride.
Yeah, Sniff the John was like, if you could, we used to, it was Sniff the John, and then there was like, we would make each other eggs, and like you'd put in as many different weird spices as possible, and whoever could eat it would like, you know, that was a win. So he went up the one time. It was,
you should have combined those games.
To
that would have been
turd.
A tough win. No, no. I mean, after you eat the egg.
Sniff the turd.
Someone's going to smell that turd, and
well,
that's going to be rough.
We were playing. He was just like, yo, check this out. And I went up. I'm like, dude, that's fucking huge. And I was like, obviously bent down, sniffed it. He was like, that's my mom.
Oh, my God. Like,
you sniffed your aunt's turd? How did no one get their head dunked while you bent down?
It was a gentleman's game.
Dude, how? I could never, dude. I could never watch someone that close to a turd and not dunk, dude. Dunk at that, because you would feel the turd hit your face, dude, which would be so funny.
That would suck.
I'll come
that
face to face with a turd.
Face to face with a turd, dude.
Oh,
underwater, just poking you.
I would love the camera angle. Just the bubbles, like it's like, oh fuck. Yeah, dude.
Oh,
you'd
be gasping for air. A turd might sneak in there.
Oh, that was
like
utter
an eel.
Yeah.
You know the feeling of like breathing underwater in a pool. Imagine knowing the feeling of breathing in a turd underwater.
Just making contact with it, like, and having it just bob.
Nice plug.
Yeah, it would suck so much. I take pictures of big shits, though.
You take pictures of big shits?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to send them to friends.
I always
used to. It's been a long time since I've done that.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. I think I'm more mature.
Yeah.
True.
I have matured.
That would have been a picture, dude.
Well, I think she sent pictures to her friend. Do you think it dropped immediately? When she dumped it, it was just...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
The drop ceiling when it falls.
Ew, dude.
That's a big dump.
Joan dropping heat. What
was the fallout? What was Phil saying?
My mom.
Was
the
Phil
fallout
jealous?
Was obviously my mom was incredibly like, don't tell anyone about this. And as soon as I got home, my dad was like, yeah, Joan took a crap, dumped out the ceiling.
Does insurance cover that?
Do we have dump insurance? We have we or farmers. And then the guy shows, you know those commercials?
That was chaos, dude.
That was chaos.
We've come
the sweet treats you snuck at midnight. He blasts out of my mom's
just
ass.
Just going
into
the toilet and jackknife. Yeah.
A lot of tiles.
That dropped 15, three. No, they're, okay, no, they're like
11, I think.
Four by, or yeah, what are they? Like?
Oh, no, you're right.
Yeah, they're 13. Like 12 by 12, so 18 by 18s.
Yeah.
She eliminated like 120 square feet.
Yeah.
Of drop ceiling tiles
square feet
from
dump.
One dump.
That's my mom, y'all. Damn.
Do you know how you do like fire damage too when you inspect? Like I'm inspecting the joists right now, and usually if there's been a fire, there's like these char marks. There might be dump damage on those. If they go to sell a property inspector, so I'll stick a set up here. It's like, someone looks like, who took a dump
did
here?
Did someone dump out the ceiling? Yeah, a guy with a flashlight on his helmet, just like, it's like someone dumped out the ceiling up here. Real matter of fact about it. Looks like you guys had someone dump out the fucking ceiling. Looks like it was back in 19.
Oh my God. Dude, dumping out the ceiling is fucking...
Dumping out the ceiling is insane.
That's the best.
It's insane.
That is the best.
I had a buddy that was working in like construction, and they had like completed like a building, and tenants like moved in and everything. It was like office space, and then they had this huge clog, and like none of the toilets were like flushing. They're all like overflowing and everything, so they had to go down there and figure out what it was. And basically, like, this guy had this like snake with like a hammer on the end of it, and he was like put it down one of the toilets. He put it all the way down to the like it was like meeting the street, right? And he's like, and there was a guy in the basement right next to the joint, like on the radio. They were like inspecting it, and the guy with the hammer in the toilet was like, "All right," he's like, he said he was with the guy who had the hammer. And they had the radio.
What kind of hammer was this?
It's like it's just like a. It's basically the hammer on the end of like a metal sort of like pipe cleaner.
Like a
thing.
Snake.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, how would
so
he?
They just like
oh, so
jam
he's hitting it,
it
down.
So they would jam it, right?
Oh.
And the guy's like, "All right, I'm going to go ahead and jam it." And the guy in the basement's like, "All right." And he hits it, and then they just hear like, "Boom!" The thing burst. There was like shit. Apparently, like all the women in the office were just putting their tampons down the toilet. Yeah, and it just had clogs by the street. And then when they blew this thing open, it was just tampons fucking everywhere. They went down. The guy was like knee deep in shit and tampons.
Oh my god!
What would you rather be knee deep in, shit or tampons?
Tampons, probably.
Tampons, I guess.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Knee deep in
tampons?
Dude,
knee deep, but at least the tampons aren't going to, like, really smell compared
yeah,
to...
Yeah, right.
It's going to be a gross smell.
Pussy blood doesn't smell?
Not as bad as shit.
You ever
not
get
as bad
a lot
as shit.
Of it, dude?
Yeah, put my face in it, baby.
That's true.
Yeah.
Shit is shit, dude.
That's true. Pussy blood. But
pussy
it's,
blood.
The
pussy blood
it,
is
dude.
Disgusting.
The smell's
the sight
brutal.
Of it would be horrendous.
I would say smells go bad on shit. The sight of fucking... Like sight. Like the Huns just came in and like fucking decimated a village.
It would be bad. That would be very hard to look at.
And just the other stuff.
Yeah.
The fucking clumps.
But the dumps.
You ever fuck with a clump?
Yeah, you get clumps of pussy. Pussy, yeah, it's not like it's blood. It's never just blood.
No, it's like,
can you
it's
get STDs
like
from poop?
Gross.
You get STDs from poop?
Yeah. You got to be able to, right?
I don't know. I don't know. Interesting.
Like if your butt's not bleeding.
Oh, you can get
right?
Like,
if the person's
can...
butt isn't bleeding, if it's just the poop. Can you
know.
Get an STD
I think you
from
just
that?
Get, like, I think you just get wild.
You can
diseases.
Get sick. Porn stars get sick from doing the ass to mouth stuff.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people getting sick from that.
Yeah, what is it? What do they get? They get like fucking
E. coli,
get like cholera.
Yeah,
wild shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You get fucked up. That's a bad practice to spread. Ass to mouth is not necessary.
That's how.
If you love someone, you would not be like, "Now suck my dick after I took it out of your ass."
Yeah. I do that. Why
really?
Would you not do that?
Ass to mouth,
dude. I just send a message.
Ew.
Send
well,
a
what
message.
If they? What if they like? They do it. You know, they do it right, where they like don't eat for 48 hours or 24 hours beforehand. And they like.
So now you're gonna starve. Now you're gonna starve your partner so that your ass dick doesn't make them sick.
Yeah, yeah. Look, hey, you know you do.
Disgusting.
You go to extremes.
It's not disgusting,
disgusting,
Matt.
Disgusting.
Sorry.
I've been reading too much Chris Edges, dude. I'm totally against
fuck
porn.
Books.
I hate porn, dude.
Porn
really?
Rules.
Dude, it's
so
porn.
I think it's bad. I'm like
so
really
bad.
Starting
no
to think
shit,
it's
so
bad.
Bad.
No shit, it's bad.
So bad.
Everything's bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no.
Yeah.
Not doing ATM is good.
No, that's bad. No. It feels good.
No, it doesn't.
It feels good.
Taking your dick out
dick
of someone's,
in someone's
ass,
butt and mouth
in
feels
mouth?
Good.
ATM self suck is where it's at.
What's that?
If you're in someone's ass
and then
you
pull out and suck your own dick. All right,
that's crazy.
That's called a fun dip.